AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. One of former President Donald Trump's lawyers, Sidney Powell, pleaded guilty to reduced charges connected to efforts to overturn Trump's loss in the 2020 election in Georgia.
Do you understand that by pleading guilty, you are giving up the right of the presumption of innocence?
Yes.
Powell was charged alongside Trump and 17 others with violating the state's anti-racketeering law. As part of the deal, Powell will serve 6 years of probation, be fined $6,000, and will have to write an apology letter to Georgia and its residents. She also agreed to testify truthfully against her co-defendants at any future trial. Tonight, President Biden speaks from the White House about the Middle East and Ukraine. The president just got back from Israel. Hamas is holding hostages after the attack on Israel. Ada El Escador's family lives in a kibbutz. Five family members were taken hostage.
They must release them immediately and then make the war. You can't make wars on at the expense of children and babies. This is the world problem. It's not my problem.
Israeli airstrikes pounded areas across the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south that Israel had declared as safe zones. A militant video seized by Israel shows Hamas fighters likely firing North Korean weapons during their assault on Israel. Jim Jordan fell short in his second bid yesterday to become Speaker of the House.
The Honorable Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 199.
A third vote is expected later today, but there's a sinking realization the House could remain endlessly stuck for the long haul. Next steps are uncertain as Republican lawmakers float other options. Sales of previously occupied homes fell for the fourth month in a row, held back by surging mortgage rates and a thin supply of properties on the markets. A new Pearson Institute AP NORC poll shows most Americans see southern neighbor Mexico as having at least a friendly relationship with the U.S. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street isn't moving much in early trading, but a swirl of competing forces are pushing and pulling on markets under the surface. The S&P 500 was flat early Thursday. That's following a mixed set of profit reports and forecasts from Tesla and other influential stocks. The Dow was also a little changed. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.2%. In the bond market, the yield on the 10-year Treasury hit its highest level since 2007 before paring back. That yield, which helps set rates on mortgages, rose to 4.95%. Oil prices gave back some of their jump from a day before, which was set off by worries about the conflict in the Middle East. Netflix soared 16% after reporting big subscriber gains for the summer. Tesla fell 7%. That's after reporting weaker results than analysts had expected. Seth Zutel, New York.
Netflix has also announced it's raising its price for its most expensive streaming service by $2 to $23 a month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.